This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The district attorney for Clear Creek County has filed new criminal charges against six officers involved in the death of Christian Glass. All were present when a sheriff's deputy shot and killed the 22-year-old after he called for help with a stalled car near Silver Plume. The new charges came the same day a former Clear Creek sergeant pleaded guilty for failing to intervene. A judge sentenced him to 2 years probation. He will also give up his law enforcement license. An influential business group is proposing a sweeping reform of property taxes for next year's election. CPR's Andrew Kenney.
It's been just over a week since voters shot down Democrats' big tax proposal, but the fight over next year's ballot initiatives is already ramping up. The business group Colorado Concern is pushing a measure that would dramatically lower property tax bills and permanently slow their growth. President Mike Kopp.
We believe it is critical to take a bold stance to protect property taxpayers.
Kopp's group would have to gather more than 100,000 signatures to get on the November 2024 ballot. Democrats criticized the plan, saying it would put handcuffs on schools and cities' budgets. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
The state legislature is in special session today to work on property taxes and something else. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Lawmakers will consider approving a federal program to give school children food benefits next summer. The state has to opt in by January 1st for the program to start on time. The new program, Summer EBT, would give low-income families a preloaded card with $40 per month per child in the summer. Child advocates say many children experience hunger during summer when they are out of school. The program relies on federal funding, but state lawmakers would have to approve the cost of administering the program. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's more at CPR.org.